Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
What's going on? It is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. We had so much fun on the show. It was jam-packed. We remixed cheese, chips, and gravy and curry sauce, the whole lot. It was all in there. All will be explained. But we wanted to talk about something that a Chinese company are helping us deal with road rage.
Una, have you ever been in a situation where you're just really angry with the other drivers around you?
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, oh, if I only had a button now to launch a rocket at them, or throw a ball at them, or throw a rock at them.
Yeah, you can hand gesture at them. I don't.
Hand gesture?
No, I never have.
I think it's too dangerous to hand gesture, never. Just in case they're a little bit mad.
I might give them a dirty look, all right.
Oh, yeah. I love to look over at their stupid face.
Their stupid face?
Yeah. Yeah, the stupid face. If they do something silly and you just look over at them, then you see their stupid face. They mostly have a stupid face, people who would drive like idiots.
Yeah.
But there is a new bit of technology. Huawei, you know, the Chinese tech company?
Yes.
So everything from your modems to mobile phones to dongle doodles. They have a heads-up display for cars, okay, with... I don't know how to pronounce this company. Xpeng, Zeping. I don't know. But this is a heads-up display in new cars. So the entire windscreen will display like your speed, and if you've got your GPS on, it'll have the way to go. But it's not restricting your view. And maybe if it finds a car parking space, it'll have a line that goes up. There you go. And it'll help you in. So like the heads-up display is like a hologram in front of you, but it's built into the windscreen.
Okay, but you can still see.
Oh, 100%. You're seeing through. So it's like glass with a reflection on it. So just say you hold your mobile phone up to a piece of glass, you can see the reflection of the glass.
Yeah.
Works like that.
Amazing. Okay.
But here's the thing. They've built in a button onto your steering wheel that if somebody cuts you off or gives you road rage, you can fire things at it. But it's not real things. It's virtual, like little kind of like, a bit like Mario Kart, where you fire a turtle shell at them or maybe splat them with ink.
What can you fire at them?
Anything you like. Absolutely love this. It's a brilliant idea. It's a way to vent anger, and it's supposed to stop actual road rage happening.
But they won't see that you're venting at them, will they?
No, they won't.
Yeah, so that's a pity, isn't it?
Not really, because you don't want to go dancing around somebody else's head, which causes just, you know, dangerous driving even
further. Well, obviously.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, just sitting there and you're just like, pew, 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 pew. I've always wanted to.
Now, there you go. Yeah. That's for you, because you're stupid and you have a stupid face.
Yeah. So, like, you see it hit their car, but it doesn't really hit them. I like that.
Yeah, you'll get a giggle out of that.
I've always wanted a sign in the back of my car saying, move back, you're too close, or a little sad face or a happy face.
Oh, God. Are you going to get one?
I don't know. I don't even know if they exist, do they? But if with regards to heads-up display, I definitely am not getting one.
Okay.
Because I can't afford one. Simple as that.
This is pretty cool.
Be zapping you all the way home, so I would.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
I would love that on my car now. But you know what? Too pricey for me, thanks very much. We'll just continue with the hand signals. All right, let's get into our survey. Says, what was the question we were asking this morning?
iRadio's
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Rumour has it our survey says it's something to do with being naked.
You would be correct, yeah. Survey says, excellent. The survey says 35% of people say they do this in the nude.
Ooh.
What is it? So only 35%.
Oh my God, Una, let the man finish speaking. Look at you, straight on his lap.
So only 35% of people do that in the nude.
Yeah, a lot of people like to wear their socks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe everyone have a think about what they like to do nude.
Yeah.
087-1102-107.
Is it join a Zoom meeting and leave the camera off and play naked roulette?
Oh, yeah, that's gone wrong for a lot of people, but it's...
What do you mean, naked roulette?
Well, you know, if you put your camera on, then you have to... cover yourself.
Just the top half.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. sit in the right place. Yeah.
And then you kind of be like, haha, they don't know it here, but I'm naked.
Yeah. There's people that have done that very wrong, which has been funny to watch on the news and things. No, it's not the answer.
Aww.
I'd say that is a high percentage also.
I suppose maybe something that you don't need any clothes restricting you on would be like yoga. So maybe at home, like if you're doing yoga, Pilates.
In the morning.
Yeah. And you're doing your downward dog and sure, look it. Might as well be all natural.
Oh
yeah.
Naked hot yoga.
That's probably the best way to do it, yeah.
Naked hot yoga.
There's
a queue at the door. 087-110-2107. Are we...
It's not naked hot yoga, no.
Oh.
No, it's not yoga.
Oh.
No, unfortunately. Good guesses, though. Yeah.
Thanks very much. 087-110-2107. Get your guesses in. The question is...
Survey says 35% of people say they do this in the nude. What is it?
What are you doing in the nude? Our survey says this morning we're getting a very, very popular guest.
We need
to put this to bed, though, whittle out this guest so we get some more fresh guesses on this. The question we're asking is...
Survey says 35% of people say they do this in the nip. What is it?
Morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
Morning.
But the answer to Scally's Alley, the 35% of people would... sleep in the nip.
In the nip.
Calm down, Luna. Calm down.
Okay, Ricky, I'm calm.
Ask to be Una.
Just say calm down. Listen to the man.
Calm down, Luna. Calm down.
There you go.
I'm just trying to add a bit of Atmos, you know.
Picture it, yeah.
Is it sleep in the Rudy Nudie?
No, it's not. It's definitely a higher percentage of people.
Loads of messages saying sleeping in the nip. You reckon it's higher than...
Oh, God. 35% of all people it's definitely higher.
It's not. Why would you want to sleep in the nip?
It's too warm.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You're actually cooler if you wear a little light t-shirt and
a pair of boxers.
I don't find
scientifically.
All right.
Yeah.
Scientists are right.
I was talking to a scientist and he said it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to sleep in another person's bed if I had known they'd been rolling around there in the Rudy Nudie. You know.
What if they were your partner?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But like, you know.
Yeah. Why would you be in someone else's bed otherwise?
Because if I was staying the night at someone's house.
Right, okay.
If I was staying the night at someone's house and I was sleeping in their bed and I'd found out that they like to sleep in the Rudy Nudie and, you know, that means that things would be all over the place. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
Skin follicles.
Well,
no, I know what you mean.
Oh, my God. Things be flopping. All right, it's not that.
It's not that.
We need some guesses. We need some fresh guesses on this. Open up a can of fresh guesses. 087-110-2107. The question is...
Survey says 35% of people say they do this in the nude. What is it?
Get your guesses in. Nice voice notes. Get them into us. What's the survey saying this morning, John Scally?
There's loads of guesses in. Now we can't get to them. Survey says 35% of people say they do this in the nude. What is it? Someone has guessed stretch.
Stretch in the nude.
Good guess. It's not the answer, though, I'm afraid.
What do you love that?
Stretches. Look at Una's face is always funny. All right.
You took some chance asking Una out there, Donald. So you did. We all know the kind of mind she has, so we obviously know what she built in somebody else in bed.
Sounds
how
like,
very dare you?
Sounds like you've got a bit of a reputation.
A reputation? I'm a lady. I'm like... Yeah, but just because I like to add a little bit of spicy music now and again.
Calm down, Una.
I just like to paint a picture, you know?
Paint a picture?
Yeah.
You do a slideshow, you absolute looter. All right.
Cleaning the house or just cleaning in general, nude. Good morning.
Morning. So cleaning the house.
Most natural way to clean. It's a good guess. It's not the answer. Someone's also guessed FaceTime the partner in the nude. Maybe, but it's not the answer.
Okay, there's a load of voice notes that we can't get through now because we gotta move on. So what is the answer?
Yeah, the answer is, according to a study, 35% of people say they talk on the phone in the nude. So, yeah. 35% of people out there you're on the phone to, they'll be in the nude.
I suppose if you hop out of the shower and your phone rings, you're just like, hello.
Or if you're in bed still and someone rings you, oh God, you woke me up. You're in the nude.
Oh, you've clearly just told the nation that you sleep with no clothes on, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, well, it wasn't a secret, you know.
Yeah. We all go to your house. Or maybe they just talk on the phone in the nude for fun.
Yeah, just sat in the living room.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe they identify as a naturist.
Sometimes it's not fun. Like when you get out of the shower, you're nude and your boss rings you and you're just like, hey, yeah, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? It's not fun.
No, I wouldn't answer the phone.
I kind of went a little bit silent there. Why not?
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Love it. And I'm also loving our brand new game. It's called Rhyme It. It's where we give you a question and every question's answer has to rhyme with the word that we give you. It's very self-explanatory. And if you want to have a go at actually playing, you can send a WhatsApp to us on 087 110 2107.
Here we go.
Rhyme it.
Just a little bit.
No, all of it.
I'm absolutely loving Rhyme It, and I'm loving the fact that we have got an amazing prize up for grabs. Playing this morning, though, he's a warehouse supervisor. He's got a baby on the way. Welcome, Larry, to the show. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Morning, Cope. I'm morning, Una. You're looking well, lad.
Oh, you're looking sharp as a razor yourself. So when is baby number 3 available to come out and party with everyone else?
Hopefully after Christmas. They are January. So
hopefully after Christmas.
Hopefully it stays until then.
Do you know if you're having a girl or a boy or...
A girl.
You're having a girl.
Is so, this your first?
To break daddy's heart. First girl, I've 2 boys already.
There you go now.
And are you floating around any names? Can you tell us? I'm mad for the baby names.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on here though, no.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, understand. Yeah, people could steal it, Larry. People could steal it.
Is it going to be Stephanie?
I have to convince her first.
Oh, okay. Is it one of your favourite characters from one of your favourite TV shows?
No, I've convinced my wife first to agree on my name, but...
Okay.
She has other ideas, I suppose.
Yeah.
Come here, Larry, you're a warehouse supervisor. I used to work for a stationery company, and the warehouse supervisor used to hunt me down because I was so bad because I did the filing for the company. So when the orders would come through, I would have to separate the order invoices and get the orders out to the warehouse to get them ready for delivery and stuff like this. I think I was three to 6 months behind.
Oh, my days.
You would have sacked me as well, Larry, wouldn't you?
No, I'd keep you for the crack, I'd say, Cooper.
All right, listen, let's play Rhyme It. Did you hear yesterday?
I did.
Lynn got a score of 5. You reckon you would have got the first question that Lynn had to drop?
I would have got flat, but look, it's harder when you're on the radio. I'll tell you in 30 seconds.
Okay, well, we're going to give you a word, and then every answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You'll have 30 seconds to get as many as you can right. I'm going to hand you over to Una. She's going to give you your word and then hit you with the questions. Larry, are you ready?
One quick one. Can you just say pass? You can.
Pardon?
You can.
And you pass on them.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
can, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Not a bother.
Okay.
Okay, so, Larry, today's word to rhyme with is door.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
What you walk on?
Floor.
The opposite of rich?
Poor.
The number associated with quad?
Four.
Another name for a shop?
Pass.
The noise a lion makes?
Roar.
The sandy edge of the sea.
Shore.
When a band gigs in multiple locations, they go on.
Tour.
You would do this to your jug to fill a glass.
Pour.
When you want extra food, you ask
time
for
is up. Time is up. Whoa, you did good. You passed on one of them, which was another name for a shop, and it was store.
You did really well, though, Larry.
You got 7 points. Yeah, Larry! Yeah, Larry, you are now in the lead. And if your score isn't bet by the end of the week, you win the iRadio mystery bag, which we don't know what's in there. We know there's some iRadio goodies, but what's in Una's drawers? Have a rummage. You never know what you might
find. Who knows?
I'm waiting for this purple snack now, so I hope it's in
It may be a purple snack wrapper. That's the problem there. All right. Listen, come here. It's lovely to have you on, buddy. Have a great day, all right?
You too, lads.
Cheers. Thanks, bye-bye.
Larry.
If you want to come on tomorrow and play Rhyme It, you heard how the game plays. It's as simple as that. Just rhyme it with the word that we give to you. 087-110-2107.
You're on iMornings.
With Carreduna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
On a Tuesday, we love to do the hill I'll die on, and Una brought an absolute stinker. And when I say stinker, I mean people who will be stinky at EP this weekend and at any festivals that you're going to, because she reckons that you shouldn't shower at festivals.
It's only days away as we look upon Strabane County Leash.
Oh, the FOMO was real.
Electric picnic. The times were revealed. Actually, if you want to see the times of all the big acts and all the different stages, we have them up on our Instagram at This Is I Radio. Go check it out. But this is the hill I'll die on, and the hill I'll die on is going to be taking a little bit of a turn, a little bit of a twist, because the hill I'll die on, Una has something to say, and I 100% disagree. Let's see what you say on 087 110 2107.
The hill I'll die on is you shouldn't shower at festivals. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, go on.
Because it's boring. Yawn. The queues, right?
Yeah.
There's about a 15-20 minute queues at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
The cost, you got to pay for it. Like, why are you spending your money doing that? Like, it's, you know, you have no guarantee of the temperature. Could be freezing cold. The showers are probably going to be, you know, have germies because thousands of people are using them. And think of the verruca risk, Cooper.
Okay.
There is a substantial verruca risk. Okay, maybe I need to retract that statement.
I think so, yeah.
I am retracting that statement, retracting it. It's boring, you know.
Okay, boring.
Boring. It's a waste of time. You could be going on a little adventure, frolicking around, making new friends at the festival. But instead, you're in a shower. You're in a queue for a shower. Mm. Just bring baby wipes. Baby wipes, dry shampoo. It's just not the dumb thing. Like, if this is a new thing now. This is a new thing, people showering at festivals. Do you think back in the day, like in the early Oxygens and the Faylas and all that, people were showering? Not so hope of it, they weren't. We were all dirty, we were smelly, we didn't care, man. Because it was...
Live free.
Die
smelly.
Not that I was there.
Okay, is that your case?
That's my case.
Okay, 087-110-2107. Do you agree with Una's hill? I'll die on that. You don't need to shower when you're at a festival. Now, EP could be pretty mucky this weekend, Una.
Pretty mucky.
So you're happy enough to just like live and wallow in the dirt and the mud, and then you've got the humidity as well, so the sweat, so, and then the itchiness and the buildup.
There's not going to be an itch to
mind. Grime building up on top of your head and around your neck, and the sweat dribbling down.
You're painting a terrible picture for festival revelers now.
And then, you know, because when you're sweaty and you've got smelly feet attract mosquitoes, so you're going to be covered
just
in
because
bites
you get eaten by mosquitoes because you've got smelly feet.
And I don't know where you're going with the cost. I don't think you have to pay for showers at EP, do you? Unless you're in the VIP.
I don't
showers.
Know if you do or not. I don't know. You just, I retract that statement as well.
15 to 20 minute queues, okay, whatever. You queue longer for that, for a cold beverage or a silly burger.
I wouldn't actually.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I said something up for else. Me. Yeah.
The verruca risk is a very bold statement. I'm glad you retracted
that. Yeah. But I mean,
saying it's boring is just like ridiculous. That's just
ridiculous.
A childish approach.
It's not a childish approach. It is boring. You could be doing so many other more fun things than waste your time. You spend a lot of money to get to this festival. Why would you bother waste your time showering?
And Electric Picnic is a environment friendly festival. They don't need you to be bringing dry shampoo, which is chemicals in it.
Oh,
and baby wipes, which is full of plastic, Una. So, like, you know what to do. Just hop under the water and have a little wash and then dry yourself up.
You won't want to. If it's raining and stuff, and you're not going to want to go for a shower. Yeah. You're just going to want to frolic in the rain. And yeah, you can shower in the rain.
Frolic in the rain. Oh my God. Okay.
It'll be absolutely beautiful.
All right. What's everyone saying on this? 087-110-2107. Do you need to shower at a festival? Or are you happy to stink it out for 4 days?
Stink it out.
Okay. So Una's Hill I'll Die On with Electric Picnic this weekend has made a very bold statement. And is anyone agreeing with Una on 087-110-2107?
You shouldn't shower at festivals.
Yes, you should.
No, you shouldn't. Life is short. Spend it doing fun things.
Sean H is in Sligo. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Morning.
How are you doing, guys?
Now, before you make this statement, you work as a health safety officer. Is this correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and do you agree with me where you reckon you should shower, or Una, who reckons you'd be grand?
No, I'm totally with Una on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
100%.
Who are you a safety and health officer for? The place is doomed.
I've worked in construction, and I'll tell you something. By the end of the first day, those showers would be like a builder's toilet.
Ah, stop it, Sean.
Ah, now.
I swear to God, there'd be dirty protests. It'd be everywhere.
Stop it. No,
there'd be more STDs there than Magaluf.
Oh, my summer. God.
Oh, la, la, what are you saying, Sean?
Don't you be getting up to in the showers, Sean. But, like, surely they've disinfectant down on the ground. You know when you go into a pool where you have to walk through the pool of the little pool of shame?
Yeah.
You know, to kill the...
They'd want to power hose me with disinfectant before
you go into one of those.
Hey, maybe that's a way into EP, is, like, offer the service of a disinfectant head.
Absolutely. It's just get a power hose in a big ICB tank, and a load of Jif, and away you go.
You saw a Jif? Oh my God, brilliant.
Rubber suits and brushes with long broom handles.
Over here. But also, Sean, like, you know that human perspiration is actually supposed to significantly relax the opposite sex. Like, pheromones do be jumping all over the place at festivals. The oxytocin is in the air, the vibes are full of love, people are finding lovers, partners, friends for life, all because of the power of perspiration.
More like poxytocin.
You can't mess with science.
Sean, I don't know if that was science at all.
That was science.
It sounds like something that you made up.
I didn't make it up. It's true.
Pseudoscience, we'll call it.
So if anybody wants a quick wash down after EP, Sean will be standing outside with a slurry tank full of disinfectant.
All right, listen.
Are you going to EP, buddy?
I'm not, no.
No, he's going to Magaluf.
Just be careful when you go to Magaluf, all right? Be safe. All right, cheers, Sean. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 087-1102-107. Sharrod festivals or leave it till you come home. The hill I'll die on could be the festival that you stink on this morning, because Una's of the opinion that you don't need to shower when you go to festivals.
Never.
Oh, no. I couldn't do it, Una. Loads of WhatsApps coming in on 087-1102-107. What's everybody saying? Here we go. All right.
Hi, this is Helen here.
Hey, Helen.
I think a showering at festivals would be good. I wouldn't like to be bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes going after your stinky feet. They love stinky feet.
But that's only you.
No. That's actual science. They love the smell of stinky feet.
Well, you're always getting bitten anyway, so.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, so you're stinky.
Scientifically proven. It's not a name-calling competition you're in.
It's science.
You're stinky.
Chopping bag full of water. Pop.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're saying that, Una's saying it's like the queues are too long. We've got a solution here for having a shower.
Chopping bag full of water. Pop a hole in the bath mat, get a friend to hold it. Quick shower. That's my opinion, anyways. No need to go around smelling like a slurry tank every day.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's barely going to clean your hair.
Yeah, but I know.
Like, what's even the point of that? It's a whole waste of time.
Even just to get the itch off, Una, do you know what I mean?
I don't know what kind of itch you have, but I've been to several festivals and I've never had the itch.
All right.
Well, not on my body.
Even the itch for something else. Shane's in Mayo. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
So tell us, are you getting the itch at festivals or do you need to have a wash? What do you say this morning?
Well, I think it wouldn't be very hard now to have a wash with all the people that are around now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very hard to get someone to give you a hand.
What do you mean now?
literally give you a hand.
Okay.
Going into the shower.
Well, look, sure, it wouldn't be very hard now to put a small drop of water into an old plastic bag, like, and get someone to hold it in the air and pop a small hole in the bottom.
There you go. Shane knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, Shane. I don't see much point in that. I don't see much point in it. You barely get the old hair wet. What's the point when you could be having fun?
You're talking about love in the air and pheromones and that and this. I wouldn't like to be licking someone else's sweat off them now, to be honest.
You haven't lived. Listen, 2 days without a shower can be good for your skin because it allows your skin to retain its natural moisturising oils and bacteria.
I'm working on a farm here, and I'll tell you, it's not every evening I'll have the time to have a shower. So,
so you know yourself then. You're not a massive fan of showers.
Well, look, I wouldn't say I'm not a massive fan now. It made me sound like an old griller or something.
Una
wants to come down the farm and wants to put you in a tub and wash her back for you.
I don't know about washing my back now.
Right. Okay, Shane, we're going to leave it there.
Legend.
Thank you so much. Look after yourself and happy farming and happy bathing, all right?
Guys, no problem. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Shane.
Right, you don't need to bother with a shower at a festival. Nothing a few wet wipes can't handle.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to smell anyway, so what's the difference?
Word.
Weekend without a shower is fine.
100%. One more on this.
100% agree with Una, and I'm currently trying to source an a baby wipe equivalent that's okay for the environment. Any suggestions?
Amazing. Let's try and help out there.
All right, okay. How about a shower?
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I don't think when anyone says you can convince me otherwise, definitely need to share at festivals. Just, and I like that idea of the bag and the holes and just like water. Brilliant. It's fantastic. Right, let's get into it. Truth or trash? It's always good crack.
All right, gang. Have you got your facts ready to go?
Yep.
Oui. All right. Excellent, excellent. All right. Donald, would you like to go first? Give us your facts and we'll call you out whether it's truth or whether it's trash.
Why not? I discovered recently a kiwi fruit contains much more vitamin C than an orange. Because you'd have your orange, get your vitamin C. But a kiwi fruit is actually better.
True.
Hang on.
Sorry, I'm eager.
A kiwi fruit contains more vitamin C than a kiwi bird.
Than a what?
No, than
an orange.
Oh, sorry, I was mistaken. I was hearing that.
Yeah, that's true. Because didn't they used to give kiwis to the sailors who got scurvy on ships back in ye old world?
Were kiwis that easy to get your hands on?
Yeah, I don't think they had kiwis. They had oranges, maybe.
Una's made up knowledge there was. Yeah.
Well, they had to. They gave them vitamin C anyway to help with the scurvy.
They probably just went to, you know, like the pharmacy and got them in little capsules.
Well, I mean, where do you get? Well, if they were in a ship around New Zealand, it was easy to get the kiwis there. The kiwis were more easily accessible than oranges were, you see.
So you reckon the kiwi fruit was easier to get than like vitamin C tablets from like Holland and Barrett or something?
I'm talking about back in the day, like in the 1600s and the 1500s.
Yeah. Holland and Barrett was going there.
Yeah.
They were.
Buder. So if they were around New Zealand, they would have gotten. Anyway, I'm not. It's true.
I'd be more to know if it's trash.
Yeah. I'm going to say trash because I'm hoping it's trash. What is it?
It is true. It has nearly double the amount than an orange.
I'm going to lock it in.
I was like, oh, wow.
True. What?
Okay. Why aren't we encouraged to eat kiwis more than oranges then for
I don't think they're not very specific. Well, then again, it's like the amount of time it takes to get the kiwi fruit here and, you know, your carbon footprint and all that. You got to think of the environment.
There's the kiwis are in all of the shops.
Yeah, they come from around all the world, you lunatic. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
An average person's fart.
Yeah.
An average person farts 10 to 20 times a day. Although, anything between 5 and 25 is considered normal, even for women. 5 and 25 a day is considered normal. Your average is 10 to 20.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my own general, yeah. Ah, yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
You locked that in.
I'm saying true, yeah.
It was admitted to farting. Finally.
I've admitted to being in a room with you. Constantly. Pull my finger.
At least it's prior warning.
No, I know you do sneaky ones down there as well.
I know.
In the hot meeting room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it is true. Well done. Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
I am winning.
You're winding.
Hey. My turn.
It is your turn.
Okay, so according to the latest research from the University of... I'm only laughing now because I knew you'd say. According to the latest research from the University of Nova Scotia...
Yeah, go on.
People who skip showers at festivals emit a natural pheromone that makes them instantly more attractive and approachable, resulting in them making many, many friends and finding the love of their lives. Being sweaty pays off.
Wow. Yeah. That was a good performance.
Performance?
Yeah.
I'm just stating some facts, don't
you? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if there's a University of Nova Scotia.
It's not my fault, you're stupid.
I cannot wait for the annual iRadio debate team. Yeah. I'm up against you all the time. Well, these are the facts. Yeah, but that's boring and you're stupid.
So if you're smelly and sweaty, you make friends easier and you get a partner easier. Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. Well, in layman's terms, I suppose, totally.
Yeah, I'm just breaking down your fact, too,
from the University of Nova Scotia.
I'm saying trash. Yeah.
I'm definite trash, yeah.
Definite trash, really?
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Because you've made it up.
Because I've made it up, but it could very well be true. If I investigated that, it could be true. So both of you are wrong.
No, the University of Belgium did it, not Nova Scotia.
I'll just Google if there's a...
I have to see
is
this.
There
a I think you need more. I think you need to more eat more kiwis. You need vitamin C in your life.
I do.
Your brain is starting
is
to
University of Nova Scotia.
Universities and colleges in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, hey.
That part was right, wasn't
so
it?
So it's true.
No,
no, it's not true. Yeah. If you're only Googling it now. Right, that is truth or trash.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I always love a good challenge, especially when it comes to remixing bits and pieces, and especially when it's just pure nonsense. Chips, stuffing, cheese, the whole lot. The remix. Did it work out? You can be the judge of that.
Yesterday, I don't know, did you hear this, where Una was talking about a particular takeout meal that she enjoyed.
It's a staple. It's a delicacy.
No, it's not.
Chips and stuffing. So good.
I don't believe you.
Try it, man.
No.
Try it.
So, chips, stuffing, and gravy.
Yeah, you can have gravy.
Oh, what?
Curry sauce or coleslaw. Yes. Chips, stuffing, and coleslaw. Savage.
Una nearly died from the thought of having that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's had this.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Oh my God.
Savage. Yeah.
I
love it.
Feel my arteries tightening up as
bit
I listen
chips,
to that.
Bit of stuffing.
Yeah.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce.
And what else?
Cheese.
Hard as I.
You could remix that into a song. Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of chips, bit of stuffing.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. So you sent me the challenge to actually take that and remix it. So all I have is this, basically.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
And that's the gold. I've given you the gold.
Okay, so challenge was accepted. I left here yesterday. I went home, I had a little nap, then I got back up again, and then I went into the studio, closed the doors, closed the windows, turned on the little colourful lights around the room, and I went into Mixmeister mode.
Ooh.
When I say I think I've nailed this, I think we've a hit in our hands.
Okay, well, I need to get on vocals in some way, shape, or form.
He is the vocalist, Una.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so chips.
But it was my idea, so I get some monies out of this, whatever happens.
You didn't spend 20 hours in the studio.
I gave you the idea, man.
Chips, stuffing, cheese. The remix is on the way. Yesterday on the show, something bizarre happened, and that was Una told me about her takeaway order, and I don't think this is a thing.
It's a staple. It's a delicacy.
No, it's not.
Chips and stuffing. So good.
I don't believe you.
Try it, man.
No.
Fine.
So, chips, stuffing, and gravy.
Yeah, you can have gravy.
Oh, what?
Curry sauce or coleslaw. For me, coleslaw works best.
Okay. We did get a WhatsApp in there from somebody saying they also like this, but it was a bit of an alternative version of it.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Savage.
Pepper sauce, stuffing, chips, cheese.
The breakfast of champions.
Couldn't. That's a breakfast?
I'm joking.
Uno, Carol. So when we heard that, you said there's definitely a remix in that.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Yeah. Well, you know me, Una. I do like a challenge. Are you ready for the world exclusive of chips, stuffing, cheese, full fat remix?
Yes, please.
Turn your radio up. This doesn't happen anywhere else. Here we go.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of stuffing, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, couldn't beat it.
Chips, stuffing, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Chips, couldn't beat it.
Onion rings and wontons.
Oh my God. Onion rings and wontons.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Your stomach must be rotten to the core.
Don, that is an absolute banger. Love it.
It's only 35 seconds long. Do I need to do a full version of it? Do we release that?
Yeah, 100%. Right. We need to do a video for it as well.
Okay.
And I'll eat just the... the pepper sauce.
Do you know, we do the video chips, and it's just cheese. It's just you on a table eating the chips, the stuffing, and the pepper sauce and the cheese and the coleslaw.
Okay, fine. All right. Okay, all right.
All right.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Chips, cheese, stuffing, the banger that every DJ needs to play at EP this weekend. Will we have a full version by Friday? Only time will tell. Thanks for checking out our podcast. You can download it, you can save it, you can, I don't know, follow, hit subscribe, whatever you need to do, and share it with your friends. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Wednesdays is Wind Up Wednesdays. We have an unreal prank up our sleeves. You don't want to miss it. All right. I suppose that's it. We'll see you later.